To the beginning of Perek Beis. Perek Beis, Sefer Yirmiyah. Perek Beis is the first, it's a very important section of Sefer Yirmiyah because it is the first Haftorah of the Gimel de Paranusa. We are aware that when we come, as we near Tisha B'Av, near the Churban, there are three we break from the regular haftaras of the parsha, where we normally the haftarah is something that's in the parsha. There are many different reasons why we read different sections in what we would read in the haftarah, but generally we are aware that the haftarah relates to the theme of the parsha. We take a topic, a theme that appears in the parsha, and we elaborate upon it in the haftarah from the Nevi'im. But when it comes to 3 weeks, the Ben HaMetzarim, we break away from connecting the Haftorah to the Parshas HaShavua, and instead you focus on Me'ein HaMa'ora, the event of the time, which is the Ben HaMetzarim, the Churban. And Chazal could have selected anything they wanted to focus on, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and yet they selected this section. And not only do they select this section, this is the first. This is the beginning of the Gimel de Paranusa, so that speaks volumes. The nature of the Musar that is found here in this section is potent. It's powerful, potent, and speaks volumes. That's also, you have to remember that there are the first three, the first two come from Yirmiyah, and the third is from Yeshaya. Okay, let's see. Vayhi Dvar Hashem Elai Leim Hashem spoke to me saying, Haloich, go. I want you to go v'karasa v'ozne Yerushalayim Leim. I want you to speak, to call out in the ears of Yerushalayim saying, Koy Amar Hashem Zokharti Lo Chesed Nu'rayich. I remember the kindness of your youth, Avas Kilulo Soich, the love of your nuptials. We'll see Rashi has a very precise definition of the word kilulo soich. It means the love of your entrance. Kilulo soich, Rashi translates as your way of entry. When you entered into our relationship, lechteich acharai b'midbar b'eretz lezerua, you followed after me in the desert in a land that was not seeded. Okay, let's see over here first the Mitzudos David, Pasik, Beis, the Ozne Yerushalayim, the Ozne Yoshe, in the ears of those who dwell in Yerushalayim. We're now referring to the city. The city itself is not a human being. The city over here referring to the inhabitants. Zocharti loch zechani luchas haches asher asisi imach b'nei nuraych. I remember the chesed asher asisi imach b'eis nuraych, b'eis shebacharti oitzcho li l'am ki motzasi chen b'amidbar. I remember the chesed, now here is something very interesting in the Mitzudos David, which is subject to much interpretation. In the Mitzudos David says, whose chesed is Hashem remembering? Hashem is saying, I remember all of the good things I did for you. Or are we remembering the good things that we did for Hashem? Now, if we remember that this section is Musar, you would not expect Hashem to be giving us compliments. If the Perek Aleph Hashem is telling Yirmiyah, I want you to go give Musar to these people who are rebellious, Yirmiyah is not going to be instructed to go and start giving compliments to Klal Yisrael. So the Mitzudos is telling us the more accurate interpretation of the Pasuk and not the more popular interpretation of the Pasuk. The more popular interpretation of the Pasuk is we're remembering the good things that we did, that we had emuna pshuta in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we went after him, we followed after him into the desert, Be'eretz Lezerua, we had nothing to eat, we had nothing to drink, and yet we followed after Hashem. That's
told Moshe, how many times are they going to test me? Testing me 10 times. All of the complaints.
Vaynasu ze eser pam.
One after the other.
He's telling you the real we are brainwashed. We're brainwashed in believing that this pasuk is a compliment to us. We lay this pasuk on Rosh, and we say this pasuk on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah we say the nusach of Musaf. So chai the chesed nuraych, look how good we are, Hashem. We had a moon of pshuta, we followed after you in the desert, we didn't have what to eat, what what to drink. There were armies, and we had emunah. That's not the pshat that Mitzudas David says, because this whole section is mussar. So Hashem is saying, look how good I was to you. I did with you so many chasad, and I gave you food, and I gave you shelter, I gave you what to drink, and yet you rebelled against me. Yerim Chol.
If it's mussar, then I don't know if we should be thinking about it.
That's right. Okay. The answer, though, is that the ayin panim l'Torah is that the truth is, we're going to see Rashi, we're going to see the Radak, and Achnami. This passage could be interpreted both ways. But the Mitzudos David is saying the simple interpretation.
The Gemara says, the way we assumed that it was, that he's being Shameach those B'nai.
Giving.
Gemara says.
Yeah, it's covered. Okay, Achnami.
You know, he said after the Yom Lashana, you would expect the Jews to break ranks and say, we're leaving, we're not going to. Around. We're
going to
go our own separate ways. Everybody
stayed
together.
But yet they stayed together.
But wait, there is a close question. I don't know if you want to. But wasn't there a faction that complained? Why'd you bring it out of China?
Yeah.
We weren't perfect.
And when the whole thing was cut off, we want a king.
Yeah, but they didn't break off. They still stayed together. That's what the
Gemara
says.
Yes.
Okay, but it could be still didn't leave. As the things I did for you when you were rather than what you did for me.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what the Mitzudas are saying. Right, that's exactly what the Mitzudas here. The Mitzudas here is saying that this pasuk is part of the Musar. Read one more time the word. Zochati lach zoicher ani lucha es acheser asher osisi imoch. Vimeinu raich be'es bochati osachli lomer. I slightly was a nation. Kimotzos chen be'nai. You found chen in my eyes. Hashem is saying, I remember all of the good things I did for you. Ahavas kulosayich. Ahavas shehoyali alecha. The love that it was to me on your behalf, be'es at the time ha'yisa ke'kala, b'zman ha'chupasa, like a kala when she enters the chupa, v'zechu b'mamir har'sinei l'kabel ha'tayra, lechdech ratzalaymar, you followed, zochor l'fonai ha'muna shemanta bi, remember, Hashem is, I want you to remember the faith that you had in me, shehalachta acharei b'midbiyaretz, she'en ba zera, zarua, V'ein bo lechol. I want you to remember the faith that you had in me. All of this is being said b'derech musar. I want you to remember the faith that you had in me in the past, and I'm coming now to express my frustration. Why has that faith disappeared? Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk beis zocharti loch. So Rashi over here seems to say that this is like it's in the middle. It's Hashem is saying that if you will only once again do tshuva, it's a light musar. Im hayisem shav melai, if you will only return to me, ta'avosi lerachem aleichem, it is my desire to have mercy upon you. Ki zocharto chesed nuraich, I remember the kindness of your youth, v'ahavas kelilas chuposeich, and the love of the nuptials of your canopy. What does that mean? Shehich lalticha l'chupa, you have entered into the chupa. V'loshon hachnosahi, the word kala, it comes from the word hachnosahi. That's when it's kelulosayich. He translates that, whatever that word is. What was the chesed nuraich? Lechtech achar shluchai. So Rashi also says that what is the messenger? The messenger is, what does it mean? What does it mean? Who is acharai? It means my messengers. Who are my messengers? Moshe v'Aaron mi'eretz noishaves yotzosem lemidbar. You left Eretz Mitzrayim, which is a land that was developed, inhabited, to go out into the desert. Ve'ein tzeidu l'derech, and there was no provisions for the road. Ki hamantu, you had faith in me. Okay, so Rashi seemingly is expressing this pasuk as musar, but built into the musar there is a degree of merit, that if only, right, you have to remember right now when this pasuk is being said, it's being said to a nation who is rebellious, it's being said to a nation that is on the verge of destruction, and Hashem is saying, giving them musar. So you do not expect Hashem over here to go and start give compliments, and that's why the Mitzudos is harsh. Hashem is saying, I remember the good old days, what happened to you? Rashi is saying, let's bring back the good old days. If you'll only do tshuva, then I will be kind to you, just like the good old days when you express for me this intense degree of emun. Okay, let's see the Targum. Targum says, "V'havast piskam nevuah min kadam Hashem imi l'lemeimar," and Hashem spoke with me, saying, "Nevuah came into my mouth. Azil go v'sisnabe kadam amadi v'yushleim. Give over prophecy to the nations v'yushleim l'meimar kin l'meimar kidnan." To say as follows.
Kidnan amar Hashem.
Kidnan, like so. Kidnan,
Amar Hashem.
Amar Hashem. So says Hashem. Docherno l'chona. Remember, Tavas Yomei Kedem. The goodness. Tavas means toif. I remember the good old days. Rachamas Avo Haschon. The love of your forefathers. Okay, the hemnu bimemri, the love of your forefathers who had faith in my words, va'azalu basar terein shlich, and they followed after my two messengers, my two emissaries, who was Moshe v'Aaron, basar terein shlichei basar. Who are these two? Moshe v'Aaron b'midbara, arba in shnu, 40 years below zivadin, without provisions, tzeda laderech, the aro in the land of loy miz. Dar'ah, that was without seed. So he just explicitly makes it very clear. We're talking over here about the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're talking about going back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're talking about Moshe v'Aaron for 40 years in the Midbar. I remember the kindness that you expressed, you showed for me. Okay, let's see the Radak. Pasuk Beis. Holoich Mikor Oitzivui V'chein Zuch. And I don't know what Makar means. Oitziv, I don't know what the word Makar means. A source? Oitzivui. What?
Is that telling you grammar?
It's. So what does it mean? What grammar is he teaching with the word Makar? What?
What are you looking at?
The Radak. Radak Pasig Beis. Holoich. Yeah. Holoich means Makar. What does Makar mean in grammar? What expression?
Makar means a source.
A source over here.
It means the root.
The root. Oit sivui. Either it means oit sivui. Okay. V'chein zochores yom hashabbos.
The haloich.
Timoch ashurai.
It means go.
Go. Okay. It's a command. It's a command.
The infinitive. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a command. It's a command.
To go.
Be'ozne Yerushalayim rotzlaim al yam. Am Yerushalayim, umedaber, go speak to the people of Yerushalayim, umedaber keneged hu'ir ki'ilu medaber keneged ha'am, and speak to the city as if you're speaking to the people. Zochad l'chesed u'rayich, af al pi she'ein mevi alecha ro bavur ma'asecha haroyim, even though I will not bring upon you evil bavur to your evil deeds, le'esa oitzcha kala, I will I will not destroy you completely. I will punish those people who cause you harm. And that's going to be the theme of the next pasuk. I remember the kindness of your ancestors, your youth. In other words, even though now I'm going to punish you, the punishment you have zuchus of us, and the zuchus of us will mitigate the punishment. What?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Even though now, so he knows the Radak is also bothered with the same thing.
Is upon Yetzias Mitzrayim, the birth of a nation.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know.
Okay, I think what he's trying to do over here is he's bothered by the same question that Rashi and the Mitzvot were bothered by. What is this pasuk? What is this pasuk which is dealing with the opening words of Musa? We had a Hakdam and Perek Aleph that Klal Yisrael is not holding with the program. They are in a rebellious state. And Yirmiyah is being sent to give harsh Musa. And the opening pasuk are words of love, words of kindness.
Yes,
it doesn't fit. So he's saying, Einachinami, I want to tell you now, you're going to be punished, but because you have Zechus Avos, it's not going to be complete. There's going to be, it's going to be mitigated, it's going to be, it's going to, the sentence is going to be lightened because you do have merit. So it's also part of the Musar. It's part of the Musar that he's giving Klal Yisrael. Let's see the word.
Also saying
you're going to be punished.
You're going to be punished.
And the people who
harm to
they will be punished. They're going to get their punishment as well. So that the gam anish hamarim hamarim loch, I will punish those that cause you harm. Ki zocharti lo chesed nirayich, I remember the youth of your, the kindness of your youth. The inyan chesed nirayich ahavas kolasech. What does that mean? Kamoshe tirgum yoinason. Like Yonason explains, dakira no lechon. I remember tovos the good. Yoimei kedem the good old days. Rachmas av hoschoin the love of your forefathers. Deheiminu b'memri who had faith in my words. Kibba amud. That says like we mentioned before, as we mentioned above, as we mentioned above. Therefore, because you have zuchus avos, I'm not going to punish you completely. It's not going to be an utter obliteration. The Efsha Shoya Daita B'Amor Yimei Kedem Al Ovos, who was referring to? Now he's providing here a second interpretation. According to the Targum, it's referring to the Midbar, the Dor Midbar. According to his second interpretation, it's referring to the Ovos. Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Shoyu Anshe Chesed Ayavas Klosayach, another interpretation, Perish Chesed Nurayach, the youth of the Chesed of your youth, Akol Yinechod Al Dor HaMidbar. Or we're going back to Dor HaMidbar. V'kori hayom hakadmon yimei ne'urim v'derech hash'ele. It's a borrowed expression. Kimo sha'na'odim koydim sha'na'odim koydim labachurim u'lizikenim. Just like binareinu v'izkenenu ne'lech, just like the Na'ar refers to youth, v'perish k'lusayich shem min kala. It means a kala. It means a bride. Ki kineses Yisrael nidmes lekala, compared to a kala b'yomuk matan Torah v'Kadosh Baruch Hu nidmo lechosan, is compared to the chosan. So he's throwing here a lot of different ideas together, either referring to the Dor HaMidbar, referring to the Avos,
or you could say all three. First, Avos Nurayich is the Avos.
Alright.
Avas Klulei Sayich was Matan
Torah.
And then
the 40 years in the desert. Okay, very nice. And all of this is going to be as for you as a zuchus, that I will not obliterate you. I'm just going to punish you. That is why this is necessary for the beginning of the words of Musar.
To obliterate, yeah, the play on Kala.
Kala. So that's how he starts out. Yeah.
Play on Kala or
Kala. Okay, but I don't think he's using, in the beginning he starts off with that thing, but he does not tie that into the word. I don't know why he says Sha'ani.
It's Sha'ani.
It's a mistake then. Extra yud. Afal pi Sha'ani. Mevi olecha ro bavur ma'asecha haroim loy ese oischa kola. Okay, but I don't think he's putting that word kola into the word kilulo soich. I don't think he's making that connection. That's a separate thing. Okay, just telling us, therefore, this is the, seemingly is the reason why he's expressing this idea of love in the beginning of Musar, is I'm going to punish you harshly, but you should be aware that because you have zuchus avos, it's not going to be complete. It's not going to be a punishment of kola. Okay.
Well, it's also a technique of getting people's attention. You start off with...
Oh, so that's what the Medrash says. Einochinami. So he's saying a different idea.
Yes.
He's saying a different idea. Quite exactly what the Medrash says. The Medrash here says that what's going on here? It's the obvious kasha. We're here to hear words of Musar. This is the first of the... that we mentioned before in the beginning of the Haftoros, of the Gimel Di Paranusa. This is the first Haftorah of the Gimel Di Paranusa. And all of a sudden you hear such beautiful words of praise. What's going on over here? This is the words of love. The answer is, in order to get teach, when you give Musar, you have to start off with a compliment. If you start off with words of rebuke, the recipient will not be receptive to hear the words of Musar. It's a very simple technique. It's interesting that the Mitzudos and Rashi and the Radak don't say this.
It's also along the lines of
small doichavim. There always has to be more love than there is harshness in order to turn the person around. So these basically we have four, if you look very carefully in the words of Rashi, the Mitzudos, Radak, and the Medrash, there are four very different approaches to this pasuk. According to the Mitzudos, he takes the approach And it's not only him. I saw in the art school, I think he says the same thing over there. He says all the Rishonim say the same ideas. This pasuk here is words of Musa. Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael, what became of you? I was so good to you. So charti loch, I remember the chesed, the kindness that I did. That's what the Metzudas really says. I remember all of the good. I remember the good things I did. Why don't you remember? I gave you man. I gave you the be'er. And look what you have done to me. Look how much love I have expressed to you at the time when you were a kala. I was so generous and kind to you. And look how you rebelled against me. You're good for nothings, and you deserve harsh punishment. That fits very well into what the theme of this parak is all about, giving Musa. The Rashi seems to say somewhere in the middle, no, Hashem is saying, if only you'll do tshuva, but ikur chosim in ha-sefer, do tshuva, and if you'll do tshuva, we will restore the love of the good old days. But according to Rashi, ikur chosim in ha-sefer. According to the Radak is telling you, I want to give you a hakdama, there's going to be harsh punishment, but don't lose faith, because of zuchus avos, you won't be completely obliterated. And the Medrash says, who needs all this? Just say very simply, Hashem over here is beginning with beautiful words of comfort to Klal Yisrael, that Hashem remembers the kindness in order to grab our attention to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will one day restore the love, will one day return to us. Okay, now we come to Pasuk Gimel. And before we go further, I forgot to mention that today is the yard site of Mrs. Wilner. Dr. Wilner is here. And Dr. Wilner's Rebbetzin was today's yard site. And her name is Barana Esther Bas David. And Shema Havan Aliyah. And I remember her very well. We were neighbors. I lived on East 19th Street for all the years. I remember very fond memories of Mrs. Wilner, Olah HaShalom, and may this learning be a zchus for her. And Baruch Hashem, we have over here Dr. Wilner. It's a very big honor that Dr. Wilner, such a chashev, Talmid Chacham, Askin, the community is here with us. Okay, Pasuk Gimel. Kodesh Yisrael LaHashem Reishis Tivu Oso. Next Pasuk. The next expression of praise. The Jewish people are holy to Hashem. They are the Reishis Tivua, so they are the first of His Tivua, of His grain, called Echlov. And here is the thing that the Radak mentioned before. Anyone that attempts to eat them up, to harm them, Yeshamu will be declared guilty. Ra'ah Tovoy Aleihem, evil will come upon them. Ne'um Hashem, so says Hashem. Anyone that is an enemy of Klal Yisrael, the day of reckoning will come, and they will suffer the consequences. Mitzudos Tavu Pasuk Gimel. Kodesh Yisrael LaHashem. V'lezehu Kodesh, and therefore they are holy LaHashem. The Jewish people, because they have gone in the ways, stimulates a continuation, because of Lechtech Acharai Babid B'Eretz Lezerua, they express faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're holy to Hashem, Reishis Hu Hametiv, Shebuchol Tivu Oso Ha'umos. They are the first of all of the grain, Hashem's grain, which refers to the umos. In other words, over here, the pasuk is saying that all of the nations of the world are compared to grain, but a klal yisrael is the racious. What? Produce. Klal yisrael, in other words, all of the umos have what to offer. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. Every single person in this world is meant in this world to be productive, to be creative, and to enhance the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just that Klal Yisrael, they are the righteous. Their role, their mission is head and shoulders above the role of the Umo Solam. It's very naive and narrow and foolish to think that the Goyim have no purpose in this world. That's ridiculous. Even the Umos Olam, they here are for a purpose to give cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their way, in whatever their role is. But Klal Yisrael is considered to be the Reishis. Some even want to suggest that we know there are five different types of Tvua. There is wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. And which one in Chazal is considered the reishis, the most choshev? It's chita, it's wheat. And that's why here it says tivu aso, it's spelled with a hey. All of the mefarshim are disturbed as to why tivu aso is spelled with a hey instead of a vav. Mm. And they want to explain this, it's alluding to the five different types of grains. Five different grains, and the Klal Yisrael, they're the reishis of the five grains, which is compared to chita. And the Uma Salam are compared to the other five. Okay, so there are the reishis, who are made tivu aso, ha'umos, the tivu aso, which similarly refers to the nations. Kol ochlov, kol ha'gozlim, u'machlim, es Yisrael, anyone that steals and destroys the Jewish people, you Ashenim, will be guilty, will be declared guilty, the Horo'ah Tovoy Alehem, and they will suffer the consequence, Ratzolaymar, Av Shei Yisrael, Yu Nimsodim Biyad Umos Bavur Chetom. This is the theme that the Radak really mentioned in the previous passage. Even though they'll be delivered in their hands, Im Kol Ze'ehyeh Nifrabu Soifin Umos, they'll be punished, Al Shahareyu Lohem, they will be punished for the harm they've caused. Okay, Nu'um Hashem is Maimer Hashem, and we all know the famous. This is really part of the famous question of why. Why indeed are they going to be punished? Why are they going to be punished? But can't they make a claim that they are doing Hashem's dirty work? Why can't they claim? So we didn't learn that we mentioned that in the Shvecha Moscha. Either they're not the lo yiducha, they don't know Hashem. When they harm Klal Yisrael, they make believe they don't know there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, they can't make a claim and say we did this on your behalf, Hashem. And even if they do know that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't seek advice. They don't call to Hashem. They don't speak to the prophets, to the Nevi'im, to the Talmidei Chacham, and ask them what's the shear. What is the shear of Avodum V'inu Yoisam? They go overboard.
Yeah, because the Kaishi Yashiva.
The Kaish, they went overboard. They went overboard. What's the proof? They said, what is the proof? Is the Vehiva Shalach Parah Sam Lenachem Lokim Derech Eretz Plishtim. And then Parah had Charot, and he chased after Klal Yisrael. Right? The Parah, he rallied the troops. What are you chasing after Klal Yisrael? If the only reason why, if you're going to make a claim later on and say that we should not be punished for what we've done to them, we were doing what Hashem commanded. Va'avodum v'inu oisam arba me'oshana. But now that you chase after Klal Yisrael, it goes to show l'mafreya that you didn't do it be l'shem shemayim. The reason why you tortured them was for your own personal benefit, your own personal hana, and that's why indeed they are guilty. Okay, let's see the Rashi. Rashi pasuk gimel, kodesh Yisrael. So here Rashi adds in some drush. Klal Yisrael is compared to ketruma. They're compared to truma. Reishis ktivu aso. Kireishis kitsir. Now then, when it says the second expression, it's compared to the omer. Two different types of holy produce. Truma is given to the kohanim, and the omer is offered as a korban on the mizbeach. Yeah?
There was a
bias
of what you're saying, the guy claiming, he says, when Humphrey was running for president against Nixon, he came to the Satmar Rebbe.
Humphrey?
Yeah. That the Satmar Rebbe should endorse him. And he told the Satmar Rebbe, I'm going to be...
Make good sure. For the Jews.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that Israel will be protected Boys. And everything.
Is that the right guy? Sign the right person.
They went to the Chassidim, and the Satmar Rebbe endorsed him.
Yeah.
Chassidim said, Rebbe, he is against what you want. So he says, I'm doing it because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says so. If he would be doing the same thing, he would be an anti-Semite.
Ooh.
He's not doing it because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says. He has to make sure that the Jews are protected.
Okay, it's a very deep idea here. Yeah, think about that. Interesting. Okay.
We have a number of these gracious conflicts.
Yes.
Are we so safe at
Rashi is important because people don't remember the second part of Rashi. People remember the first part. Kodesh Shel Hashem, the Klal Yisrael is called Truma. Truma is holy, but it's more than that. Reishis Tivu Aso, it's also the Omer. the Omer is also, now what is the significance of this? The significance of this is that until you separate Truma, everything is Osir. It's Tevel. It's Tevel. The whole world, if the Jews are not in a position of leadership, if Mashiach is not here, and there's a Melech HaMashiach guarding the world, then the whole world, they're groping in the darkness. There's a void. It's not just, okay, Klal Yisrael, listen, they're not doing their thing because of their sins. So, but the rest of the world will continue to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in their way, and the way they know to the way they know. That's not what Truma is. Truma, until you separate Truma, if you eat from any part of the grain, any part of the Tzvuah, there's a Chiyuv of Nisa B'dei Shemayim, because it's Tevel. Unless Klal Yisrael is given the opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that they are meant to do, by having Eretz Yisrael, having a Beis HaMikdash, then the whole world is Tevel. The whole world is just, there's no productivity. And likewise, when it comes to the Omer, you're not even allowed to harvest the grain until in Beis HaMikdash they caught the Omer. The Omer is it's not just that the Omer was offered on the Mizbeach, and now when the Matir, the Omer Chodosh became Mutter. You're not even allowed to proceed to harvest the crop in Eretz Yisrael until the Kohanim, they caught the Omer. Therefore, it has a direct consequence for the Umo Yisraelah. That's the deeper meaning of Klal Yisrael is called Kodesh. We're called Truma, we're called Omer. Therefore what? Therefore everyone else is directly affected, because the Shirayim is Tevel, and the rest of the grain is Lefnei, before you bring the Omer, it's Chodosh. And Chodosh is Osir. Let's see. So Kodesh Yisrael Kituma Reishis Tuvu Oso, like the first harvest before the Omer, anyone that eats from the Chodosh is chayiv on nasei, and aloy sasei. If I believe kain kol ochlov yeshamu kain tirgum yonis, and so to anyone that comes to eat Klal Yisrael is Kodesh. And anyone that eats truma, a zar that eats truma, or anyone that eats the omer, which is meant to go on the mizbeach, is chayiv. So to the umos olam have pleasure from Klal Yisrael to eat them up, they're going to be guilty for their sins. Now this also is the very first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikres Reishis. In the Zuchus, for the purpose of Klal Yisrael, that's called Reishis. Where is Klal Yisrael called Reishis? This very pasuk, Reishis Tevu Asa. So this pasuk ties us back to the beginning of Chamisha Kumshei Torah. Okay, let's see the Targum, Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel says, Kud Shaya Inun Beis Yisrael Kodom Hashem. The Jewish people are holy before Hashem. The al bozes zehon, anyone that eats them up plunders them, kidimo aramus alala. It's like dimo is okay. I'm not sure what this means. The al bozes zehon. Kedimo aramus, I'm not sure, alala, demand ochal mine chayav lemeimas. Anyone that eats from tevel is chayav misa, uchashivu chatzad oimar, it's like the first harvest of the Omer, aramusa, that is uplifted, the ad lo mikarvin mine kahanaya, before the kohanim offer it to bnei Aaron kurbanaya, al madbucha, before the kohanim offer the omer on the mizbeach, mon de ochel minei mischayev mischayev eating kodesh karbon oshem. Af kein kol bozizehon the base Yisrael. Anyone that plunders the Jewish people, yichayvun bishta, is guilty. Will be guilty of sin,
evil.
Tesei alehon bishta yesei alehon omar Hashem. Evil will come upon them, so says Hashem. Now, going back to the first part of the pasuk, The alabos zehon, it's like kidima. Dima, I guess it's truma. I guess it's kidima aramus al.
Aramus and dima like truma.
It's lifted up. It's like produce. Dima means a portion that's uplifted from the grain. Demand ochal mine chayev lemeimas. Anyone that eats truma is chayev misa. Okay, so therefore, it's just elaborating is that the people that plunder Klal Yisrael are going to be chayev for their sins, just like a person that eats truma who's a czar and someone who eats the omer before the omer or eats from the grain. I think maybe kidima means kidima aramus alalod. I think maybe it means tevel before the kohanim offer the okay, whatever it is. Klal Yisrael is concerned. We'll leave that out. Okay, let's see the Targum. This is the Radak. The Radak pasuk gimel. Kodesh Yisrael nechshav k'may kodesh lo yachlenu zar. Klal Yisrael is compared to kodesh shelo yachlenu zar. Zar is not allowed to eat from the kodesh. Now that it repeats the second time that the first Vashem's Tzvuah. So notice that the Radak is coming to disagree with Rashi, and he understands that this poetic repetition, both expressions refer to Truma, not like the Radak and the Targum that explain that the second part of the pasuk refers to the Omer. Rashi and the Targum is still telling us there are two things in this pasuk. There is Truma and there is the Omer. According to the Radak, everything is Truma, and the reason when it says Reishis Tevu also, it's poetic repetition. Even though Hashem brings the enemy upon them, the enemy will be punished. This goes back to the theme he mentioned in the previous pasuk. Hashem remembers the Schosavoy, Shehu Chesed Avos, Kamoy Shereinu B'Sancheiriv V'Chibunichovetzar. Just like we find Sancheiriv, his army was put to death, and we find Nevuchadnezzar, his army, he also he died. And the entire Bavel was destroyed as a punishment for what they did to Klal Yisrael, Kamosha Kosu, like it says. Now the Targum, now the Radak takes note of the fact that Tevu Aso is spelled with a He. Tevu Aso, Kosu Behe, Bimokam Vav, Kimo, Oholo. Avraham Avinu, he pitched the tent, Vayet Oholo, and it's spelled with a hey. The Hadaimim Lo, Rashi says, Rashi is a Drush, it's a Drush. It says that he planted her tent first. Before he planted his tent, he was a good husband, ladies first. However, he says, V'hadayim lo, and you have many psukim like this in Tanakh. V'yoynasam tirogim kodesh ha-tshuma v'reish ha-tshuma. So now he quotes that Yoynasam disagrees with what I said. Kodesh is tshuma, and reish is tivu also is ha-oymer, is the oymer. Sh'tirogim kain kudsha inun beis Yisrael. The Jewish people are holy. Kodom Hashem. V'al boze zehon v'goymer. And anyone that plunders them will be punished for eating them, like a person who's going to be punished for eating truma, a czar eats truma, or for a person who eats the omer, which is kodesh.
Demai,
right, so demai then that would mean tevel. That would then mean that seemingly that before you separate truma, the entire mixture is tevel, and there's a chiv of misa bidei shamayim for eating tevel. So that would be that just like a person chai misa shamayim, so the person chai misa shamayim for chatting with the Jewish people. Okay, yeshamu, yeshamu ha'alif b'shaveh. Belvad, it's a shva. I'm sorry, b'shva belvad. Yes, shamu. So the aleph really is like a silent aleph. Okay, you don't really pronounce the aleph. If the aleph had a segol, it would be shamu. But we don't have a segol. We have a shva, and it's a shva noch. Shva noch will be yeshamu. So the aleph, to some degree, he's telling us the aleph is silent. Silent aleph. B'shva belvad. Okay, next. Now we go to the next pasuk. So we have this Yisro, we have Truma, and we have Oimer.
Oh, same word as
Yeah, also the Aleph is a Shva. Mm-hmm. Yes, Shamu. Pasig Dalet. Shimu Dvarash. Now we actually begin the words. Now we begin the words of Musar. Shimu Dvar Hashem Beis Yaakov V'chol Mishpachos Beis Yisrael. Now notice here we focus on Yaakov. Pasig Gimel, it mentions Kodesh Yisrael. Okay, that is the Yisrael is the name of Klal Yisrael in their ideal form when they are in a state of ascendancy of Maile. Here, when we're starting the actual Musar, we begin with words of Beis Yaakov, which means you're not holding with the program. The Chol Mishpachos, the Mishpachos, we refer to them as the Beis Yisrael. The families, okay, I'm not sure why we changed, but we mentioned here about the Chol Mishpachos, Beis Yisrael. Let's read one more pasuk. Pasuk will do two pasukim together. Koyamar Hashem, so says Hashem, Mamotsu Avosechem Bi Ovel. Why did your forefathers find in me, Ovel, something crooked? Ki Rochaku Me Oloi. In this that they
why or what?
What?
You say ma matzu, is that why or what? What did they find?
Okay, I'm sorry, right. Ma what did they find? Ma matzu, that's correct. Ma matzu, what did they find? What did they find? Avosechem bi avel, something crooked, and that crookedness caused them ki rochaku me aloi, they have distanced themselves from me. Vayelchu acharei hahevel, they went after futility. Vayabolu, and they became nothing. They became empty. By following after hevel, they became hevel. Let's see these two pasukim together. Pasuk Dalid, possibly upon Metzulas, right goes into Pasuk Hey. Ma motzu, ma do dvar avlo, motzu bi asher bavuram rachaku mi'eloi. Due to this crookedness, they distanced themselves from me. Ha hevel, what is hevel? So here the Metzulas holds ze avoidas koychavim umazolois shehu hevel ve'in boi mamish vayebolu, by following after avoidah zara ubavur ze nasu gam hema hevel mibli mamish ki nishbal mimem shaltom adei oretz, they become low in the world, they're irrelevant. You want to follow things that are irrelevant, so too you will become irrelevant in the big picture of the world. On the world stage, you have become irrelevant, no one takes you into consideration. Rashi Pasuk Hey, there is no Rashi in these two psukim. Let's see the Targum Pasuk Dalin Hey. Kabilu Piskamod Hashem Beis Yaakov V'chol Zar Is Beis Yisrael. Listen to my words, Beis Yaakov, and all of the families. He's translating the Mishpachos, the Zar Is, all of the seed of Beis Yisrael. Pasuk Hey. Kidnan Omar. So Kidnan, we had in the last two psukim before. Ko Amar Hashem. Kindan is so, Omar Hashem, mo ashkohu avo haschon b'memri shikar. So he's saying something very powerful. Ovel means, where have you seen falseness, sheker? What promise did I make to you that has not been fulfilled? Show me a word of sheker that I've said, Hashem says. Arei, and because of this falsehood, Isrichoku midichalti, you have distanced yourself from fearing me. From dochel means to fear Hashem. Uto oibosar talvosod, you've making a mistake. You followed avodah zara v'avo lulma, and you've become lulma. Now I don't know what lulma means. I'm assuming it means hevel. You become irrelevant. Now this is a very interesting thing, and this is what all the psychologists say, is that the most dangerous thing to do when it comes to children is to talk lies. When a person over here, the targets of the pasuk, the pasuk doesn't tell us, according to Rashi, according to the Metzudas, it doesn't just say, Hashem is saying, what ovel? What wrong have you found in me that caused you to distance from me? That's a very general expression. The targum is very specific. Sheker. Sheker. And you read about this, in parenting articles, having these magazines, is the worst thing you can do for children, or worst thing a Rebbe can do, is to lie. Children very quickly pick up on lies. And once a child, in the eyes of a child, of a student, they perceive their teacher, their parent, is a liar, they have absolutely no respect, no respect. They don't take them seriously, and the chinuch goes right down the drain. I remember when I was in camp, this goes back 1,000 years ago, and they were training us to be counselors. And that's exactly this is Rabbi Steinhardt over here, label Steinhardt. So he was the head counselor of Magen Avraham, and his most important lesson to train counselors is never lie to a camper. This is like his yisod. He says if you want to punish a camper, he says if you dare do this, you're not going to go to night activity. If you do this, you're not going to get dessert. And you warn them something that you cannot carry out. It's a lie. And then they don't listen to you, they challenge you, and they disobey, and you have no choice. No, they pay tuition, they you have to give them all of their benefits, and then you give them what you're supposed to give them.
Obama's lying in the sand.
And then they see, look, he's a liar. He threatened me with something. And he didn't come, and he was not true to his word. Once that happens, it's all over. Never make a threat if you cannot carry out, because it's a lie. And that's exactly what the time. Once that the camper, the child, the student sees that you're a liar, it's over. Chinuch ends right then and there. And that's really amazing, because that's exactly what the Targum is reading into a very vague pasuk. Ma motzu avosechem bi'ovel ki rocha kumei eloi. What's an ovel? Ovel can be a million things. I wasn't good enough. I didn't provide you in a 5-star hotel. I didn't do this, I didn't do that, I didn't give you this. There are many things you can say. Targum says, did I lie to you? If I lie to you, then you're right. You have a legitimate claim in why you would distance yourself from me. But show me a lie. I never lie to you. Menela, there's no reason why you should distance yourself from me. And let's see the Radak. Pasik vav and hey in the Radak. Hey, only one very short. Koymar Hashem amotz avoseichem hadoyos harishoinim mishenichnasu l'oretz sheovdu akum. They worship the idols. So here everyone seems to be on the same page that the hovel hahevel is avoid zara. Pasik vav v'loyamru, and your forefathers did not say, "Aye Hashem, Hamale Oisanu Meretz Mitzrayim, Hamolich Oisanu Bamidbar." He took us out of Egypt. He brought us in the desert. The Eretz Arava. Arava means a desert land. Shucha pits. The Eretz Tzia, desolation. Vitzalmavis. It's a place of the Tzel Moves, the shadow of death. The Eretz in the land. Now here's something very interesting, very fascinating. Radak on this. We'll get to Lo Ovar Bo Ish V'Lo Yoshav Odom Sham. And Hashem took us in a land where no man has passed and no Adam. Two different words, Ish and Adam, have established, have dwelt, uninhabitable
land.
Okay, let's see first the Mitzudos, Pasuk Vav, V'loy Amru, V'loy Chozhu, Midarkom, Loimar, you did not go back from your ways to say, Aye Hashem, where is Hashem? So he's eating over here, Ikor Choser Min HaSefer. We're missing words. And he's telling us, when sin is supposed to, you have to inject words, V'loy Chozhu Midarkom. You did not do tshuva. Even after you have experimented with chait, you should have come around and recognized, what am I doing? I'm foolish. How can I abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who did for us these amazing chasadim? V'loy chozhu midarkom loymar. You got to add those four words into the pasuk according to the mitzvahs to make sense out of this pasuk. Otherwise, the pasuk does not make any sense. You want to experiment. People are, it's almost like as if he's saying that it's almost excusable. People like to experiment with chait. What's it like to sin? What's the? You have to be toyim from all the matan of this world. Okay, so you want to experiment, fine, but you should still have come around to recognizing that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. Look, that was Yisro. Ato yadati ki gadol Hashem yikol hu Elohim. Yisro experimented, and in fact, according to some of the Mefarshim, he made a tenai with Moshe Rabbeinu. If you're going to marry my daughter, one of the children is going to be is going to be, is going to have to take, go this curriculum. In order for him to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want it to be through experimentation. I want him to try out all of the different types of idols, and to do that, he'll come to have a greater appreciation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That was his approach. And Moshe agreed. That's what it says in the Medrash. One child will be an Oyla Tamima, will be Tamim Imya, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokechem, and one child will come to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through experimentation. So here Hashem is saying, if you want to experiment, at least you should have come around to do tshuva. And that never happened. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, V'lechoshu b'lech lo'ma yeh Hashem ratz lo'mar noshuv la'avoydes Hashem asher he'le osan amir etz Mitzrayim ha'molech ratz lo'ma v'lo'y to'inu baderech v'lo'y chosanu dovar. He did not mislead us on the road, and we were lacking nothing. Be'eretz b'kofal dov b'milim b'milim shoynos p'am and rabbis la'aflog asu inyin chodere chamalitza. Okay, so this pasuk over here has multiple expressions. V'lo'avar b'derech ha'avara, we did not pass, v'lo'yosha b'kviyus mokoyim, we did not pass temporarily. He's explaining the chesed, we didn't even go temporarily in a place of danger. And we did not b'kviyus, I'm sorry, we went into a land that was completely desolate. Man did not pass there temporarily, and certainly no one ever settled there on a permanent basis. Let's see the Rashi pasuk vav. Le'omra Yashem ki nelech acharei Elohim acherim. Kineilich, we did not say where is Hashem. Kineilich. Now I'm not really sure how Rashi is translating these words. They did not say where is Hashem. Kineilich. Pasuk Vav, over here. I don't think so. V'loy Amru, they Mitsudos. I just explained. They explained that. It's a rhetorical question.
Rather.
Kinelech acharei Elohim acherim.
Keeping when? Look elsewhere. When?
Ki that we should say ki means ki. No, I don't think so. I think over here I have a translation. The translation over here, they add one thing, a question mark, which means they're making this into a rhetorical question. They never said how. They never said. See, again, the Mitsudo says we should do tshuva. We should have done tshuva to return. He's saying they should never have sinned to begin with. Rashi is disagreeing with the Mitsudos, according to at least what it seems to say over here in this translation of Judaica Press. He seems to be saying is when they were tempted, when they were tempted to worship idols, they should have immediately asked themselves, how can we do this? How can we do this? V'loyamru ayei Hashem ki neilich. Should we go acharei Elohim acherim? Should we go and worship other gods? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and did all of these things for us, so I think he's saying is that is they should never lichatchila have even experimented with idols. Okay, then he says arava, arava. I don't know what this word is. This means
a plain,
an empty piece of land. V'shucha. Nituya shucha, the Mitsudos translates it as a pit.
Yeah.
He's translating it as
awesome.
As a pit.
Nituya
is pitted. Pitted. Okay. Nituya pitted. Nituya pitted. That's how he translates it over here as well. Okay. Tzia. Just
desolate.
Tzel moves loshen choshech. It's darkness. We know the Mitsuda says it means tzel moves. Targum. Shadow that Rashi Mitsuda Targum pasuk vav v'loy amru nitchal min kodem Hashem. Let us fear. Okay, so notice the Targum is consistent. He keeps on mentioning the idea of Yiras Hashem. Doesn't say this in the pasuk, but this is what he always injects. They did not say nitchal let us fear min kodem Hashem da asik yosano me arod mitzrayim. Did bear your son? He guided us. He led us in the desert, ba'ara meishar, in a land that's a plain, v'choroiv and desolation, ba'ara tzadya, in a place of desolation. Chorov is destruction and desolation. Ara means an instance of desolation. The tule mosa, and the tel means the shadow of death. Tul is a shadow, and mosa is death. So just a translation of Tzalmoves. Ba'ara doloi odo bay, ba'ara in a land. I said ba'ara means a land, eretz. Ba'ara in a land, doloi ado bo enash. A person did not pass. Odo means to pass, ovor. Volo itoisav enoshot hamon. A person never dwelt there. Same simple translation, seemingly, of the pasuk. Now let's see.
I mean, Talmudis is a very difficult word.
Gam ki eilech, gam ki eilech, begate salmoves, selmoves, shadow of death, or whatever this is. Okay, let's see the Radak. Radak quotes beautiful medrash. Radak pasuk vav says, "Aye Hashem loy nosanu al datom loymar." It never entered your mind to say, "Eich neavoid Elohim achirim v'aye Hashem hamale oisanim kloymar." How could we throw, cast away Hashem acharei goveinu, our back, v'loi poninu elav, and do not turn to Hashem? So again, the Radak is learning not like the Mitzudos, he's learning like Rashi, is that we should never lechatchila have worshipped idols. Not like Mitzudos that says, even if we did worship idols, we should have eventually come around to do tshuva. How could we even begin to worship idols? We
should. He's saying, it didn't even occur
to us
question what you were doing.
What we were doing. Next, Arava v'shucha kitarumoy mesha v'charuv. Arava is an open plain. Charuv, shucha means charuv, a desolate place of desolation. V'lo yoshav odom sham. Shemar, now here is something very shemar. Maybe you'll see over here that toymar kvar b'yom ha'im nishyashu ha'mukai mosoheim. Maybe in ancient times, maybe the Midbar was once a place, was once a very popular city in the time of Noach, in the time of Noach's descendants. And therefore when Klal Yisrael was going through the desert, it wasn't totally total desolation. They could dig up some remnants, there was some infrastructure, there was something there that they could have used that was established from the ancient times they could use to their benefit. Shema, don't tell me, Shema kvar b'yom ha'ohim nisyashu ha'mekoyim ha'sahim v'achar kach horvu, and then it was destroyed. V'shavu midbar zeh, and they returned.
Oh, and this desert returned.
The Shavu Midbar Zed, this desert returned. Okay, I'm not sure what this means. Lohoya, that's not so. Don't make that mistake. Don't think that it was not total desolation. Ki ein hamekoymoy sahim ruoyim liyishuv, they're not fit for inhabitation. Ki einam mekoym zera. And now he quotes the medrash. Umash doshu rabbasin tzom levracha bezer yedua. It's well known, the popular medrash. Uperish Adam, when the pasuk includes Adam, it refers to Adam harishoin. Adam harishon v'yomar ma'achar shloy avar mehechon shloy avar. If Adam harishon did not pass through this land, then it's impossible this land will merit a bracha of being inhabited. Mehechon yoshav, how could it be dwelt? Elo kol eretz shegozar olecha Adam harishon liyishuv, that Adam harishon was goyza, should be inhabited. Nisyashva. Vishaloi gozar aleim Adam Rishon liyishuv lo nisyashva. So that means that Hashem showed Adam Rishon the entire world, and it was Adam's discretion. It was his decision to be mispalel or to decide what should become of this piece of land. That means Adam Rishon, he has to see Flatbush. And it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him this America, New York City. He showed him, and Adam Rishon was Olam b'machshav, this should be a place where people will live and serve Hashem. That's what it says in the Medrash. You have to have a moon of pshut in the Medrash. That's what it says. And other lands, other parts of this world, I don't know where, in other parts, from the North Pole or Siberia.
Not that he was able to see it. He was tall enough to see the entire world.
From beginning to end.
I mean, it is.
Okay, what do you care?
How tall could he have been? Wider than tall.
Okay, but whatever it means is very mystical, and this popular medrash is rooted in this pasuk. And this pasuk is, the world is a midbar b'eretz, arav v'shucha b'eretz, siv v'shamavis b'eretz, le'ovar bo'ish, v'lo yoshav odom sham. Odom is odom harishon. If odom harishon was not oil upon his mind, who did not decide that it should be inhabited, that's the way it's going to be forever. It's never going to happen that something's going to change. That's what it says over here. Okay, let's do one more pasuk. V'aviyeschem el eretz ha-karmel. And Hashem is saying, His Musa, I've been so kind to you that I brought you to the eretz ha-karmel. This is a very important pasuk. In this pasuk, we have a new title for Eretz Yisrael, the land of Carmel, Eretz HaCarmel. We know it's called Eretz HaTzvi, the land that's desirable, the like a tzvi, that it expands based upon its needs. But here we have a new interpretation, new title, Eretz HaCarmel, Le'echol Piryo Vituva. This is the makar of the Al HaMechya. Le'echol Mipiryo V'lespo Mituva. Everything, every chelik nusach tefillah is rooted in Tanakh. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is a master. He's a master on this. He'll show you every single word in the Shemona Esrei, every single word in the Birchas Kriya Shema, and any nusach, he will trace it to a pasuk in Tanakh. And here you see that Eretz Yisrael, when we call Eretz HaKarmel, we say le'echol mipiryo v'nispa mituva. You see these two words right here, piryo and tuva. To eat from its fruit, vituva. Vatova, what did you do? You came, vatitamu es artsi, you contaminated my land, venachalosi, samtam lisoiva, you made my inheritance as an abomination. Okay, before we just read the pasuk, let me just tell you this pasuk is also, besides that this is the makar for the nusach of the Al HaMechya, this also is one of the sources for the very controversial issue of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Is it indeed a maila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? So there is an opinion. I think Rav Pam, I heard of Rabbi Reisman speak about this. Rav Pam, he had a discussion with Rabbi Reisman if he should be buried in Eretz Yisrael after his Petira. So he said, on one hand, there are so many Mamori Chazal Mailas, of course, Eretz Yisrael, to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, you want to spare yourself from the Tsar, Trias HaMesim, of the Mechilois, and you know, all many different reasons. But Yerushalmi says, quotes, I think it's this Pasuk, if I'm not mistaken, if not this Pasuk, first little Pasuk, Vatovohu Vatetamu Esartzi. What right do you have to live your whole life in Chutz Liaretz, and then after Misa, to decide, oh, now let me be buried in Eretz Yisrael. A body, a dead body is tame, is contaminated. So what right do you have to come and to contaminate the land? Vatatamu vatovohu, now in death you're going to come and to contaminate my land. That's disgusting, Hashem says. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, then indeed you're entitled to be buried all of the milos of Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu, he lived his whole life in Eretz Yisrael. The last 17 years, he had no choice. He had to go down to Mitzrayim. So now he can go, he can return to Eretz Yisrael. But a person who spent their whole life in Chutz Liaretz, and every once in a while you come as a visitor, you come as a tourist, so it's Vatovo, Vatetamu Esartzi. Now in death, you want to come and contaminate my land with your dead body? That's not so simple. Yosef started out. Yosef started out. He had it was against his will. He was born Eretz Yisrael. He was sold as a slave. It was not his fault. It was not his fault. Look, halacha lemaisa. We don't really. Okay, this is an issue. This. There are some gedolei Yisrael that are very sensitive to this, and they felt that they don't deserve to be buried in Eretz Yisrael if they did not spend their entire life living in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas others say, no, that's not so. Is that as long as you have a yearning for Eretz Yisrael, and it's on your mind, tidbak l'shuli l'chiki in lo yeskerechi im lo yalas yibushlaim al rosh simchasi. If this is first in your mind, and you support Eretz Yisrael, you give money to Eretz Yisrael, and you visit Eretz Yisrael, that's not called that you are being mitamu es aretzi. Okay, so this is an interesting topic of discussion. It is in Yerushalmi, and it's based partially on what it says here in this pasuk. Okay, let's finish up. Let's do the round. The Mesulah's first pasuk Zayin. Why is it called Carmel? Carmel is a new term. If you look over here in the Mitzvot Sion, Carmel, in the Mekoyim, a place of Sodais, fields, ukramim and vineyards, v'chein v'noyer b'shein v'karmel is another pasuk. I'm not sure what that means over there, but it means the karmel. It's a place of fields and vineyards. Okay. Karam is a vineyard. It's a new term.
There is a Carmel interpretation.
Okay, now there is another interpretation. I assume maybe we'll come across that Carmel is used in reference to the Omer. Carmel is the barley, is not the Omer. I'm sorry. On Shavuos we bring lechem koli v'karmel, and there Chazal interpret karmel is kar and mol. Kar means soft, soft, and mol means full, which means that the barley should be in the middle. It should be soft. It's not here. It's not there. It's somewhere in the middle, something along those lines. So they want to interpret the word as well. Eretzol is kar. The earth is fertile. It's soft. It's ready to bring forth produce. And mol, it's also mole. It's a land that's fertilized. It's fertile and it's mol. It's mole. It's complete. Okay, let's just finish up over here. The words of the Mitzudos David. The Mitzudos David says we did the whole thing about the Tamu. You've contaminated b'mesh avatim bol avoidas kechel mazolos v'nachalosi eretz yisrael sheshehi nachalosi samtem lios mituv lufanav. You've made into an abomination. Rashi pasuk zayin. Is there Rashi and Pasuk Zayin? There is none.
Eretz HaKarmel.
La'ara di'Yisrael duhu minatzpa ki karmela. Natz means to be planted. It's planted like a karmela. What is a karmela? Perush mitua kiyar. A forest. So he's translating the word karmel as a forest. The Targum, Pasuk Zayin, ve'o elis yaschoy la'ara di'Yisrael da'havas minatzva that has been planted.
What did he just put it?
The Targum, ki karmela, lemechal iba vituva, to eat its fruits. Iba means fruit. Vituva, va'altun, v'so'evtun, yas ara, and you've gone up, and you've contaminated. V'so'evtun means to contaminate. Yas ara means the land. An abomination. Yas ara, the land, beis shechinti, my holy abode. V'achsanti, and my inheritance. Ganachla, Shavei sun, you have made lefulchon tavosa, to a place to worship idols. So toeva means a mokoim of avodah zarah. Okay, finish up with the radak on pasuk zayin. How he teaches the word karmel. Pasuk zayin el eretz hakarmel, masha samach oisa el hakarmel. Why does the pasuk compare eretz Yisrael to a karmel? Lefi she'eretz hanevedes b'sodes uvikram, a field that's been planted with fields and vineyards, vilonos toivus nikra karmel. Ulefi she'eretz Yisrael hoisa kamo kain shakos v'olach eretz chita utse'ora v'gefen utse'ena v'rimoin Karam Eretz HaKarmel. So Karmel means it's a land that's a big mixture, a mixture of all different varieties.
So what is a Karmelist then?
A Karmelist? A Karmelist. A Karmelist is not here or not there. Exactly. A Karmelist is like they interpret, it's not a Rishos Hayoch, not a Rishos Saramim. It's somewhere in between. So here, but this is a different interpretation. Here it's telling us over here that it's a land that's been filled with multiple, a variety of all different types of vegetation, fruits and vegetables and trees. Yoinasam tirgame, la'ara di Yisrael, dehave minatzba ke karmela. That's planted like a karmela, doesn't really explain what it means. Litoeva, an abomination, kitargum lefulcha to usa, to worship idols, shehem toyavas Hashem, that's an abomination. Umash Omar Artsi Nachalosi, he's asking, why does it say my land, my inheritance, with the yud, possess, the possessive form, Ratzalaymar, Haaretz Haruyali Lisheirus Boshechinti, it's the land that is fitting for my service, Kihoisan Evcheres Mikol Haratzos, Letam Yadua Eitzel Hamaskilin. It's known by the wise, the maskilim, the wise men, the mukubolim, who know why this land is more suited for the hashwas hashchina, for the tzimtzum hashchina. It's known to them, and therefore it's called. That's just why it's Arzi v'nachalasi. You've made this land into a place of avoid zara. Okay, we'll stop here with pasuk ches.
A shared driveway?
Yeah. Like, you know, you have four houses and you have the driveway that goes in between them that they all...
So in modern Hebrew, it's called... That's what it's called in modern Hebrew?
Pardon?
Wait, so what are you saying? Is it called... Yeah, a shared driveway.
Driveway.
Or a carmel. Is that called a carmel?
Yeah.
Is that not necessarily? I don't know the answer. Could be. Maybe, possibly. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Yeah. Which Yarmish? Which?
It's related to this
So it's Ehu, who is she? What's her name of the end?
Huh?
What's her name? What's her last name?
Yarmish.
Amish spoke with a Yarmish. There's a Krasner. There's a woman, she's an Almana. Rivki Krasner.